אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. יש עתיד לידר יאיר לפיד on Wednesday informed President Reuven Rivlin that he had managed to form a government in which he and Yamin ahead Naftali Bennett will rotate as prime minister, leading a coalition of center, left and right-wing parties as well as the Islamist Ram party. The Bennett-Lapid coalition numbers just 61 MKs in the 120-member Knesset, meaning that a single defection could prevent it from winning the parliamentary vote of confidence it needs to take power. On Thursday morning, the bloc submitted 61 signatures, demanding a vote on a new Knesset speaker early this week. The move was intended to prevent current speaker Yariv Levine from stalling a vote of confidence in the new government. However, Yamina MK Nir Orbach withdrew his support. Then the Arab Majority Joint List, which is not part of the coalition, added its 6 votes to the bid, in which case Yamina then withdrew its support from the motion. Levine announced on Friday that he would bring Yesh Atid leader Yair Lapid's statement that he can form a government to the Knesset tomorrow, setting in motion the process to hold a vote of confidence in the new government. The law holds that the vote must come within 7 days of the announcement, making Monday, June the 14th, as the most likely date for the vote for the new government. There are a record-breaking 8 factions in the coalition, 4 of which are led by former journalists. The appointment of Bennett as Prime Minister in rotation with Lapid will be the first time that Israel will be led by a religiously observant kippah-wearing Prime Minister. Bennett will also be the leader of the smallest faction ever to appoint a prime minister. His Yamina has a mere 7 MKs, one of whom has declared he'll vote against the proposed coalition. Bennett, 49, will also be Israel's second youngest prime minister. The record for the youngest stays with Netanyahu, who was just 46 the first time he assumed the role in 1996. This will be the first government in which the faction leader who assumes the post of Prime Minister, and it will be Bennett first, is not the same one who actually received the mandate to form a government, Lapid. A record-breaking 8 women are likely to hold ministerial portfolios in the planned government, including some of the most influential. Transportation Minister will be Merav Michaeli, Interior Minister Ayelet Shaked, Education Minister Yifat Sasha Biton, Economy Minister Orna Barbivai, Culture Minister Karin Elharar, Social Equality Minister Merav Cohen, Immigration Absorption Minister Penina Tamamo-Shata, and Environmental Protection Minister Tamar Zandberg. So they represent 6 different parties. There'll be 8 Arab MKs in the coalition. The cabinet would be more diverse than previously, with at least 1/3 of the government's members being of Mizrahi origin. It will include an Arab minister, regional cooperation minister Isawi Frej of Meretz, and an Ethiopian-born one in Tamano Shata. The Shin Bet Internal Security Service head, Nadav Argaman, warned yesterday about threats to Naftali Bennett, the prime minister-designate, and the members of his Yamina party, who are facing calls for physical violence against them. He said, "We were familiar with this. Someone will read it and think that they have to save the state, that if the change government is established, the Zionist project will be over, and he will take action." His warning took place after Prime Minister Netanyahu likened the proposed new government to the spies in the weekly Torah reading who had only bad things to say about the land. They were punished by death. There is a great deal of pressure on the 20 members of the proposed coalition government who are strongly identified with the right. Hundreds of right-wing protesters took part in rallies outside the homes of Yamina MKs on Thursday night. Likud minister and close Netanyahu ally Tzachi Hanegbi said on Friday afternoon, "We are, of course, fighting until the last moment. It's not only about Netanyahu. We are a political camp with vast public support. If the government is sworn in, then we'll, of course, act in opposition according to all the well-known rules. We'll be a fighting opposition. But until then, if there's a chance to prevent the establishment of a government based on votes that were stolen from the right, we of course will act to prevent it." On Friday, counter-protesters showed up to support the new coalition, which will be led first by Bennett and then from August 2023 by Lapid. with some holding up a banner reading Yes to a Change Government. Last night, hundreds of Change Government supporters gathered outside the Prime Minister's residence, demanding that Netanyahu be ousted. Before swearing in the new government, Lapid must by law present the public with the coalition agreements signed between the different parties in his coalition. Only some of the details are public at this point. Under the new terms of the coalition, Bennett is to serve as Prime Minister until August 2023, when Lapid will take over from him until the end of the Knesset term in November 2025. Lapid will serve as foreign minister in the first 2 years of the government, Kahol Levan leader Benny Gantz will remain defence minister, and the treasury will be headed by Yisrael Beiteinu leader Avigdor Lieberman. Tikva Hadasha leader Gideon Saar will be justice minister, while Yamina's Ayelet Shaked will be interior minister. Labour's Merav Michaeli received the transportation portfolio, and her fellow party member Omer Balev will be public security minister. Meretz leader Nitzan Horowitz will be appointed health minister, while fellow party member Tamar Zandberg will be environmental protection minister. Yamina secured a key concession from the centre-left during the final hours of negotiations. Ayelet Shaked will serve as the coalition's representative on the Judicial Appointments Committee for the government's first 2 years, in place of Labour's Merav Michaeli, who will take the spot for the latter 2 years. Touting its greatest achievements in the negotiations, Ra'am, Islamist party, said on Wednesday that they have secured in the coalition deal over 53 billion shekel in budgets and government development plans for Arab society, and three Bedouin unrecognized villages, Abda, Hashem al-Zena and Rahma, are to be legalized immediately in a government decision, and others over time. Jewish Agency Chairman Yitzhak Herzog will be the 11th President of the State of Israel after he received 87 votes from MKs in a secret ballot in the Knesset plenum. Herzog's opponent, Israel Prize-winning educator Miriam Peretz, received 27 votes and 3 MKs abstained. Herzog will take over from President Rivlin when his term ends on July the 9th. A veteran politician, Herzog is a former head of the Labour Party, a former opposition leader, a former welfare and diaspora minister, and the son of Chaim Herzog, who served as Israel's president from 83 to 93. Herzog thanked all the MKs who voted for him and said it was an honour to serve the entire people of Israel. He called Peretz a hero and an inspiration. In her diplomatic concession speech, Peretz said she was thrilled that after coming to Israel from Morocco and going to a transit camp, she was considered worthy to stand against someone of Herzog's caliber. She said she would continue in her mission to heal the rifts in the nation. 7,500 people marched in Jerusalem's annual Pride Parade on Thursday. Over 3,000 police officers secured the highly charged event, which began with a ceremonial prayer for Shira Bunki, who was stabbed to death by an ultra-Orthodox extremist during the 2015 parade when she was just 16 years old. Meretz leader Nitzan Horowitz said on Thursday that his party's coalition agreement with Yapid's Yesh Atid includes a commitment to advance LGBT rights. The leader of the Islamist Ram Party vowed to oppose any such legislation. This is Peter Jones Pelach, reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.